Hey, 各位好，欢迎收听来听歌学英语，我是 Linda。 今天咱们来听这首 Shut Me Up。 关于恋爱，有人这样说，恋爱和做贼一样，要有记忆，要有勇气，要提心吊胆，要不怕丢脸，要生活在不安全当中。这几句话正符合今天这首歌的主题。I'm overthinking, I think too much, I'm scared that falling just feels like falling through. 爱情呢经常让人患得患失，害怕全力以赴，最后落得个心碎满地，但不去尝试呢又心有不甘。So help me out, just kiss my lips and shut me up.水深火热之中的我需要你来吻我，解救我。这到底是在患得患失，还是换了种方式在追求爱情呢？听歌吧， Shut Me Up 送给大家。
Overthinking, so help me out. Just kiss my lips to shut me up. Just pull me in, it's obvious. I need some therapy, cause knowing me, I think too much. Jump start my heart and make it stay. I'm running out of ways to say. I'm sick of overthinking. Kiss my lips to shut me up.Overthinking, so help me out. Just kiss my lips to shut me up. Just pull me in, it's obvious. I need some therapy, cause knowing me, I think too much. Jumpstart my heart and make it stay. I'm running out of ways to say. I'm sick of overthinking. Kiss my lips and shut me up.
音乐之后欢迎回来。这首歌我个人特别喜欢，是因为我在油管上一听到它的时候，它一开始那几秒真的特别轻快，那种节奏就是我特别喜欢的类型啊。Anyway, 希望大家也喜欢这首歌吧。好了，接下来是学习的环节啦。今天呢我们要去分享一个单词 worth, 之前在节目上提过，今天咱们复习一下啊。它出现这个单词 but this connection is worth the worrying。我们来看一下 worth, 注意一下 th 咬舌 worth, W-O-R-T-H。Worth 做名词的时候它是表示价值哦，比如说获胜者将得到价值十英镑的这个书籍， The winner will receive 10 pounds worth of books. 注意一下，十英镑的价值的书，看到没有，它是十英镑后面是有一个所有格加了一撇的， 10 pounds worth of books. The winner will receive 10 pounds worth of books.好，下面一个啊，值一元的这个零钱，就是面值是一元的零钱 ，a dollar's worth of change. Change 是零钱的意思，要记得它表示动词或者名词，还有一个变化。好，下面一句，他有价值1000万元的这个个人净资产。Whoa, he's rich. 来听一下哦 ，He has a personal net worth of $10 million. 注意一下 ，million 它是百万的意思，那10 million 十个百万就1000万了。好 ，net worth 是表示净资产。我去买了大约6美元的这个薯条 ，I went and bought about $6 worth of potato chips. 注意一下，我们说薯条，它在歌词里面用了那个 fries， 它也是薯条的意思啊。好，接下来我们看一下 worth 作为名词的用法。做名词呢，它除了表示刚刚那个。面值或者价值 金钱方面的，就是我们的货币方面，同时呢它还可以引申为意义或者作用，比如说他们的贡献具有伟大的意义， Their contribution was of great worth， 看到没有，这个具有它可以用 be of 这样的结构， Their contribution was of great worth。好，下面一句，这些活动有助于儿童培养自身的价值感。诶，价值又来了，但这个价值不是钱的价值，而是我们人呢，人的这个自身的价值感。来看一下， The activities help children to develop a sense of their own worth， their own worth， 自身的价值感。好的面试呢，可以让求职者证明他们的价值。 A good interview enables candidates to prove their worth。好，接下来我们看一下 worth， 它作为形容词的一个用法。做形容词大家想一下什么意思啊？表示值得的或者有什么价值的，值多少钱的。比如说来看一下例句，有这些结果呀，花的钱算是值得啦。 The results are well worth the expense。 啊，这句话的意思是说有这些结果花的钱很值啦。 The results are well worth the expense。这工作需要花费很大力气，但是值得。The job involves， 注意一下 involves 是表示牵涉到啊。The job involves a lot of hard work， but it's worth it。注意一下，我们看一下这个 hard work 就是什么，努力的工作，要努力。The job involves a lot of hard work， but it's worth it。这工作需要花费很大力气，但是值得。他很有可能会拒绝吧，但是问一下无妨啊。问一下是值得的。He'll probably say no， though it's worth asking。He'll probably say no, though it's worth asking. This idea is well worth considering. 这个想法很值得去考虑一下。This idea is well worth considering. 注意一下 consider， 它是表示考虑的意思哦。那枚戒指值不了几个钱，但却极有情感价值。注意一下情感价值怎么讲哦。好好听一下。The ring wasn't worth very much, but it had great sentimental value. 注意一下 sentimental 是一个形容词，表示情感的或者说多愁善感的。比如说他不是那种会对旧日的友谊感伤的人。He's not the sort of man who gets sentimental about old friendships. Old friendships, 旧日的友谊。今天咱们一起来记这一句话吧，这个想法很值得考虑哦。This idea is well worth considering. This idea is well worth considering. 好了，以上就是本期节目的所有内容了，感谢各位的收听和陪伴。如果您喜欢 Linda， 想要加入我们的微信群呢，也可以通过搜索我的微信号，但是加我的时候请备注可可英语，因为有些人是很麻烦的。 Anyway, love you guys, I'll see you next time. Maybe you love me, but maybe not enough. Maybe you need me, or maybe I'm too much. I'm overcomplicated, I can't explain it. I tell myself that you might not feel the same, and that's killing me. So spell it out, 'cause I'm overthinking. Up.